Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Tuesday, November the 23rd. We're waking Tamika on National Espresso Day. It is time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Coffee Bar. Come on down and enjoy a nice espresso and let the stress melt away. You know, espresso may not solve all of your problems, but it's worth a shot. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Now, you're a cool bean, sir. Especially today on Chilly Tuesday, currently 0 degrees, feeling colder than that, and working our way up to a high of 3 today under mostly sunny skies, and same into tomorrow. And on National Espresso Day, let's have our random daily shout out to hipsters who are drinking espresso before it was cool and thereby always burning their tongue.
Well, express yourself on Espresso Day. You know what's the difference between espresso and just plain coffee? Well, according to professional baristas, it doesn't really matter what kind of bean you use or how it's roasted. It's all in the way the beans are brewed. Forcing pressurized water through the finely ground coffee beans produces this concentrated delight with its signature delicate foam. And the foam, or crema, to pronounce it properly, contains concentrated sugars and oils from the beans, adding the light sweetness that helps balance out the bitterness. Wow, always learning here, aren't we? There's even a dessert that consists of espresso poured over vanilla ice cream. The name's on the tip of my tongue, but I forgot it.
Hold on.
Adding to Tamik's pain. Well, you know, and lastly, the kids mixed some espresso with my Gatorade. A while back. This is when they were younger. So irritating. It caused a tirade. All right, when eyes eventually roll back to the front of her head, we will get to tunes with Tamik. What are we listening to today? I think you might go back to Tito Puente and Espresso Por Favor.
I did see that one. And I was like halfway to Tito Puente, so you almost there. Then I saw there's a song by Todd Rundgren. Do you guys know who Todd Rundgren is? He's a musician, pretty much a pioneer in music. Again, one of those names you never hear about, but has done a lot of amazing videos, written and produced for so many people. I wonder if I can give you some examples. Yeah, you know what? It's so funny, like, there's a lot of people that you'd never hear of and you never hear about, but if it weren't for them, you would never know a lot of other people.
Yep.
And I kind of want to be one of them, because those people are very wealthy, but they're able to live a life in relative obscurity because nobody really knows who they are. It's actually quite incredible. I think that's amazing. It makes such an impact on the world through others, and actually when I think about it, that's what teachers do, right? You make huge impact on the world. Nobody ever will maybe know your name, but you make that huge impact. Actually, a little bit of a segue, I don't know if you guys have seen, there's Adele's doing her like huge like press, and did you see the British one with the teacher? She was talking about her teacher and how her English teacher was such a huge influence on her life, and she was, the English teacher was in the audience.
Oh, no.
And yes, but it was amazing because it's like they're like, oh, she's here, and Adele's like, no, and then she starts crying and talking about how that kind of that really changed the trajectory, and it was just, it actually was a beautiful thing to see, and a reminder of the power of education and the power of just really good educators, right? But anyway, I digress. So Todd Rundgren, he has produced lots of people, done lots of music. He has a song called Espresso. And I love the lyrics again. And the beginning is, we're on the road again, which I also connects with yesterday's theme. I could have probably used the song for today and yesterday. Leaving our load behind us. Put a new message on the answer phone that they can't find us. The tickets are in my pocket. The shuttle is right on time. Everyone meets at the departure lounge. Half an hour, we leave the ground. Let's go get a hot espresso. Or maybe a cappuccino. Say, get me a cafe latte. Make it lots of chocolate in the middle of it. I like it. Sometimes I like corny stuff. Anyway, Todd Rundgren, Espresso, that's my pick today. Look him up. He's actually listed as a person that like started a lot of other genres of music and just an incredible musician. So I'd actually heard for the first time on one of the podcasts, a music podcast I listened to, and I was like, wow, he's influenced a lot of people. So there it is, Espresso by Todd Rundgren, and runner-up Tito Puente, Espresso as well. Yes. Really, really great tune.
And interesting, looking at the song, in brackets after the title Espresso, it says All Jacked Up. amazing. And if we go back to a book that Venturo recommended a while back, Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell, you've got mavens, connectors, and salesmen. And which one was Todd Rundgren? I'm thinking he's a maven, that he brings people together, spreading influence by sharing their knowledge with friends and family. It's fascinating, all these wild connections. At least I think Venturo, I'm not sure if he did the book, but I know it's one you would have done. All right, it is time for Ventures with Venturo. You know, great encouragement yesterday just to let things go. And yeah, that served me well between 8 and 8:30 as systems were not cooperative. And I just let them go as I get the blank screen of doom this morning. What have you got for us today?
Today I have a very simple shortcut. And I just figured this out. I can't believe it. It's so simple, right? It's copying and pasting, right? But it's copying and pasting with a twist. So, you know, sometimes you're doing some work. Let's say you have two documents and you want to copy something from one document and paste it into the other document, right? But you have a formatting on that particular document. So you could be pulling something from the web and it's formatted with some funny stuff, or might be it has a highlight in the background and all kind of stuff on it, right? Do you know that there's a simple way, once you copy it, to paste it without all the formatting? There's a simple shortcut that you can do. If you're on a Windows machine, it's Control, Shift, and V. And once it pastes it, it will remove all that formatting that you don't want. If you're on a Mac, it's Option, Command, Shift, and V. And trust me, guys, that's a lifesaver. Last Friday, I was doing the newsletter, and I was doing a quote, and I copied it, and it had the formatting that I didn't want. And my thing would be to use the Format Painter to remove the formatting, but the Format Painter wasn't working. If I had known this little trick, it would be so easy. All right, so I had to pull it out, put it in Word, format it like how I wanted it, and then put it back. But this way, you can just simply use Control Shift V to paste without the formatting, or Command Option Shift V on your Mac to paste without the formatting. Go test it out, guys. Pretty neat trick. That's it. Adventures with Venturo.
Well, maybe next week we can learn the tricks for remembering all the formatting. Or the codes to unformat.
You know, I think this explains why woodworkers from the olden days don't use Macs. They don't have enough fingers for all those keys.
Oh, man. It's tough. Because I was doing it this morning with three fingers and then one on the V. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, you get stuck for a friend, right?
Yeah, if you right click, you have like some the format, the to paste, you have the paste formatting that you can choose different options as well. So if you have the option to right click, it's just that not in all cases, some applications don't allow you to right click. You have to use the shortcuts.
All right. So at the next writing team meeting we all have, I'm going to show you how this time-saving tool can be very helpful, because I have spent extra time formatting when I didn't need to. Thank you, Venturo. Yeah. That's outstanding. All right, it's Tuesday. Time for Tuesday's trivia.
Did you know that in Stockholm, people add syrup to their espresso? It sweetens the coffee.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it does, sir. Yes, it
does. Wow.
We're all nicely awake now.
Oh, man.
And ready to take on the fun and challenges of Tuesday, armed with these new tools, for our fingers to take a walk. Well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us again. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.